This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior at your service, Newsmax TV, our power hour, as well as USA Radio, 3 hours a day. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, relentless Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, and most importantly, conservative warrior. And I'm with you here today with a great show. We lead off with the great Bill O'Reilly. We've got Bill with us every Monday and Wednesday, and we're proud to have him with us. So without further ado, we're going to get to the biggest question marks and news stories and controversies in America today with me and Bill O'Reilly right now. All right, we've got Bill O'Reilly with us. Love having him here on Mondays and Wednesdays. The king of cable news is right with us right here at War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Bill O'Reilly, hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you, Wayne. Nice to be here with you.
So many important issues and controversial issues, high-profile issues to talk about today. As usual, we elected a reality TV show superstar as president, so we get reality TV. We've got Omarosa in the news. Omarosa from The Apprentice for the first season. Controversial there, now controversial in the White House. It appears she tape-recorded her firing by General Kelly in the middle of the White House. What do you make of this whole thing?
You know, it's another tawdry episode in a administration that really needs some discipline. This was a situation room where the woman was dismissed by the chief of staff of the president of the United States. Apparently she had a machine on her to record what was said. That should never happen. I looked into the statutes about the illegality of it. It's dubious, nebulous. Probably not worth prosecuting. It should probably get off. But I don't think anybody looks good here. Certainly the woman does not look good. This is a betrayal. Donald Trump brought her to the White House, treated her respectfully. She betrayed him. And the fact that somebody could be in the White House and tape the chief of staff, and apparently she taped a phone call, or even more than one, with Donald Trump. You know, it's disturbing. The American people should be disturbed about this.
And I assume you say it may not be worth prosecuting, but it certainly appears to be criminal, right? You can't tape record you or me without our permission in most states. How can you tape record the president of the United States and play it back to the media?
It goes state by state, which is ridiculous. It should be illegal to record somebody without their consent in every state. But in the District of right. Columbia, it is not. It's what they call a one-party state. You can use a secret recording device there. But what is said in the Situation Room can be classified. But I don't know if you make a bigger deal out of this, Wayne, than I think it's a 1-2-day story. I don't think anybody cares what Omarosa says. I really don't. So she says all this stuff, pushing a book. Is anybody going to read the book? And you'd have to be a loon to read it. Why would you want to read it? If you hate Trump, you hate Trump. If you like Trump, Omarosa's not going to change your mind, right? So why waste anybody's time on this past today? Let's let it go. But the White House needs to learn some lessons here. You know, these people, a lot of them they brought in are not trustworthy people. And they need to clamp down. And if there is a law needed, then Congress got to look at it. You can't be tape recording people in the White House. Ridiculous.
All right, I'm with you. Let's not bring up her name anymore. And as much as I love President Trump, and I think he's been a great president, I think he should learn a lesson. don't hire reality TV stars on your show anymore. Do me a favor. The White House is one thing. A show is another thing. Don't bring them into the White House. Silly. All right. Let's move to Chicago. Terrible weekend. Terrible two weekends in Chicago. Terrible month in Chicago. 100 people have been shot in the past month. The number killed, I don't even have it in front of me, dozens killed. Several of them on Friday night, 20 of them on between Friday night and Saturday morning were shot. You just compared the murders in Chicago to the SS in Nazi Germany. Can you extrapolate that out for us?
Yeah, a new book, Killing the SS, will be out October 9th, and I had to research it, obviously. It's about evil. Evil. I mean, about Germans joining up to the SS and serving in concentration camps and killing babies and women and innocent men. It's evil. So what's the difference, I say in the column on BillO'Reilly.com, with a drug gang in Chicago pulling up to a party where people are mingling, getting out and shooting bullets into the party? What's the difference? They're trying to kill people. Evil is evil. So why then are we not confronting the evil, we the American people? It's been going on for, what, 8 years now in Chicago? We've seen this 8 years, and it's still out of control. That's a failure of will, Wayne. It's a failure of will. You put me in charge of that, I can control it in a week. I bring in the National Guard. Well, they would patrol the streets, help the police, and that would stop the killings. But there's no will to do it.
Well, let me bring up politics. I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring up politics. Isn't this a failure of liberal politicians? I mean, a Republican on the streets of Chicago is a rumor. There are no Republicans
in
Chicago.
There's a Republican governor.
100% Democrat city.
No, but there's a Republican governor in the state, Brainer. And he's in Springfield, Missouri, Illinois, the capital of the state. So, you know, look, there's no will on the part of any politician in Chicago and in Illinois to stop the killing. Now, if there were white people being killed, there were white people, I think there'd be a little more action. But they're poor black people. And, you know, it's just wrong. This is wrong.
How do you explain the fact that Black Lives Matter doesn't seem to care? They don't go crazy over this one.
There's no money in it for Black
Lives Matter. Why isn't?
There's no money in it.
There you go.
All right? And Black Lives Matter, Sharpton, and all these people, it's money. So if they're going to go in and going to criticize black people for killing other black people, where's the money? No money there.
Right.
Right now, I guarantee you, if it were white gangs killing black people, the blacks would be there.
Would
they not? Of course they'd be there. But there's no money.
Right.
It's all about that.
Right.
And so this is just a disgraceful exposition in Chicago.
All right. They wouldn't just be there, by the way. If it was whites killing blacks, it would be a million-man march. There'd be a million African-Americans surrounding the city of Chicago, freaking out, and they'd be right. So it's crazy that when blacks kill blacks, they're not there to protest. Crazy. All right. Let's talk about the NFL. You've got players, most of them black, kneeing during the national anthem, even though the NFL said just a month and a half ago that we can't do that anymore. Then they changed their mind, and they got scared, and they got weak-willed. And you got Donald Trump freaking out and saying you should be suspended if you do that. You've got the police union of Miami freaking out because Miami Dolphins players kneed and also gave the fist during the national anthem. And you got a lot of angry people. A police union saying don't buy tickets, don't go to games anymore to all their officers, et cetera, et cetera. And so where do we go with all this, Bill? It's a private industry, private company, NFL. Where do we go with all this?
Well, as I... happy to see the police unions in Broward County and Palm Beach County suggest to their members that they don't buy NFL gear and maybe ask for refunds. I was happy to see that. Because the police are the targets of many of these kneeling protests. The narrative put forth by some players is that American police officers actively hunt down young black men. Okay, so those of us who know the statistics, who understand criminal justice, know that's not true.
Not
so they're kneeling these athletes are kneeling for a fallacious reason. Word of the day, fallacious. So I'm happy the police are fighting back. As far as the NFL is concerned, again, Wayne, it's about money. Money. And so the National Football League knows that many, many people are upset about these protests that make the national anthem and flag look bad. They know it. But they also know that if they alienate the black players, there's going to be trouble in the locker mm-hmm. rooms, and it's going to cost them money on the field. Okay, they know that. So they're trying to walk this kind of cowardly line, like saying, well, we really don't want you to do it, but if you do it, we're not going to do anything about it. I think the people see through it. They don't like it. I'm talking generally now, but I'd say 60-40 at least oppose of active football fans, probably 70-30. And I think the National Football League has really got to wise up and say, look, you don't want to kneel, you don't want to stand, stay in the locker room, period. That's it. Come out of the locker room, we'll fine you $10,000, the first offense. Second offense, we suspend you. Players don't like it, don't play. Go to Canada.
Right. I'm with you. I like it. And by the way, I have to get in a shameless plug for my favorite team of all time. New York kid, but I've loved the Dallas Cowboys since I'm 5 years old. They're the only team whose owner, Jerry Jones, has said unequivocally, he took that stand, Bill, and he said, you don't come out, you don't kneel, you stand, and you don't play if you kneel. You don't play. And that's great.
And the quarterback,
and
the NFL shut him up.
A lot of heat.
The NFL shut him up.
Yeah, they did.
Told them to keep quiet. Because, again, it goes back to the money. And the NFL's hoping right. this goes away. It might. There are very few players doing it now. Very few.
Right.
It might go away. Probably best that it does.
Yeah, I'm with you. Go Dallas Cowboys. All right, Bill O'Reilly. His website's BillO'Reilly.com. The No Spin Zone can be found at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, thanks for coming on.
All right, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. That Bill O'Reilly segment that I recorded earlier today went a little bit longer than usual. So we never came back for me to say, hey, we're going to the break. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you about the hottest news stories of the day. And I'd love you to call. Well, you know we love taking calls. There's no other guests tonight, so just me and you. Just call 833-WAR-TALK. We're taking calls right now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Normally, me and Bill talk 7-8 minutes. That one went 10.5 minutes, went right to the break, and then we went straight to the ad. So I'm back live and in person, Wayne Root. You can catch us if you're listening. Catch us on Newsmax TV. You can watch NewsmaxTV.com. You can watch us stream live on YouTube. You can watch Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish TV. Lots of ways to catch us. Roku, I don't know anything about Roku, but we're on Roku. We're on Google TV. We're on Apple TV. We're on all kinds of TVs that I don't worry about. And if you don't get us on your local cable channel, call your local cable TV channel and say, I want Newsmax. I can watch my favorite show, Wayne Allyn Root, and now Bill O'Reilly. That's a good reason to ask them to get Newsmax TV, or you'll switch to either DirecTV or Dish TV. All right. This segment of the show is sponsored by Synagenics, founded in 1997, so 21 years ago, almost 22. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. I call them anti-aging clinics. They say healthy aging, and they defy aging. They help you to defy aging. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. Your Synagenics trained physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. Only 1% of physicians, can you imagine, that train at Synagenics ever actually make it on to become a Synagenics doctor partner. In fact, 25% of Synagenics customer base is physicians. That's how good they are. The average patient's body fat index goes down 30% in the first year, but it's not a weight loss clinic. It's about achieving great health and looking and feeling younger, and the byproduct happens to be weight loss. If you look and feel great, it's part of it is losing weight. And then you have unlimited consultations with your Synagenics physician and your full clinical team. The results of my work with Synagenics, well, I lost weight, I gained muscle, I feel great. People tell me I look great, higher energy, best lab results in my life. I reversed prediabetes, I reversed insulin resistance, high cholesterol is now low cholesterol, low testosterone is now high testosterone, low HGH, human growth hormone is now high human growth hormone. All reversed. It's great stuff. And here's the big news. How would you like to eat more and eat more times a day and lose weight? I lost 6 pounds and gained tons of muscle, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten in my life, and I'm enjoying my meals, and I eat all day long. I used to eat 2 or 3 meals a day. Now I eat 5 or 6, and I eat tons of food, and I love it. Love the food, lose weight at the same time. Amazing. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be fatter and older, don't call. You want to be younger and thinner, look good, call 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenics.com. That's C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Big news today. Trump-hating FBI agent Peter Strzok was finally fired. Good news. He immediately set up a GoFundMe page, and there's a good reason for that. Lawyer! Peter, you and your corrupt bunch of FBI creeps are all going to need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on lawyers. There is justice in the world. Now, the only way there will be true justice is if, despite spending hundreds of thousands on lawyers, you all go to prison for many, many years to prove that America is fair. And just because you work for the FBI doesn't mean that you don't have to follow the same rules as the rest of us. They performed a coup. They tried to take out the President of the United States, Donald Trump. First, they tried to stop him from being elected. Then they tried to frame him and get him knocked out of office. And before that, they tried to fix the case of Hillary Clinton so she'd be found innocent, even though she's a criminal. So I hope they all go to jail and rot for a long time. Peter Strzok, go raise your money because you need lots of lawyers. Tom Fitton, one of my favorite people in the world of Judicial Watch, handled my IRS case, and we proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the IRS came after me because I was a conservative. They targeted me, they persecuted me, they intimidated me because I was a conservative. Now he says the FBI has ignored his requests at Judicial Watch for Andrew McCabe's email, the former number 2 man at the FBI and then the acting FBI director, because they know it'll blow the case wide open. Here's the point Tom Fitton's trying to make. If you thought Peter Strzok's emails to his girlfriend Lisa Page, who he's cheating on his wife with, were bad, and you thought they proved a conspiracy, and you thought he's a Trump hater, wait till you see Andrew McCabe. That's why the FBI won't even let him out. Andrew McCabe's the guy whose wife took a $750,000 donation, I call it a bribe, from the Clintons' best friend and bagman, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia. $750,000 to run a local race while her husband was running the Hillary Clinton investigation. What do you think his email said? That's a conspiracy. Oh, we're taking these people down. We're now.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand, he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details it would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We'll be right back. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. U.S. Gold Bureau is sponsoring this segment of the show. If you're a conservative, you probably know enough about gold, right? You've seen the ads on Fox News and on Newsmax and listening to Rush Limbaugh or listening to Wayne Root or listening to Mark Levin or Sean Hannity or Michael Savage. You name it. Gold ads are everywhere, right? Because conservatives love gold and gold loves conservatives. But have you ever gotten a free gold coin, actually in this case silver coin, 1 ounce American silver coin, silver eagle, direct from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver, just for calling? That's how cool these guys are. And here's the other thing. Find me another gold or silver precious metals company on TV, on Fox News, or anywhere. Find me another one that operates the only bullion depository in the United States of America besides Fort Knox. They operate the Fort Knox of Texas. In other words, the state of Texas built their own gold and silver depository just like Fort Knox. It's the Fort Knox of Texas, and they hired U.S. Gold Bureau to run it. That says all you need to know about credibility. So they're giving you a great gift just for calling, great gift to keep yourself, or gift to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces or nephews to start their coin collection. Give it to them for Christmas. It's about time, by the way, to start talking about Christmas, right? In 2 weeks, it's September and Labor Day weekend, and then it's going to be October, then it's going to be Thanksgiving. Get some Christmas gifts early. Get a bunch of them. Get a bunch of silver eagle coins direct from U.S. Gold Bureau. Call them right now. And there's no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. 1-800-885-GOLD. 1-800-885-GOLD. Number one, I recommend them. They're great people, and they watch this show, and they send me texts all the time. They love my politics. That means they're fans of yours. They make this show possible, U.S. Gold Bureau. And number two, they give you this amazing present, this amazing gift. And number three, they operate the Fort Knox of Texas. So if the state of Texas trusts them, then you can too. 800-885-GOLD, 885-4653. Lots more to talk about, but I want to take calls. So let's just go ahead and take a few. Let's take Denzel in Tennessee, line one. Denzel, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Wayne? I'm watching.
Very good.
I enjoy it.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Denzel?
I've listened to the Chris Plank show this morning, and they was a former prosecutor got it called in, and he said Virginia passed a law back when the Klan was really prevalent, you know, in Virginia, that it was illegal to cover your face or head up with a mask or a hood. And it was a Class 6 felony. So why ain't nobody, you know, nobody talks about it on TV? And why ain't these Antifa bunch that got their sticks and their mask on their heads, why ain't they being charged with a felony? You know, if I'd done that here where I live, went down the street, they'd put me in jail.
Yeah, actually, there's a very big controversy about that in Europe. In Denmark, they just banned burqas. Forget about Antifa and their violent people. How about Muslim refugees who cover up their faces with burqas? Well, how do the police identify who's the criminal? What do they say, a person ran by with a burqa? Who committed the murder? I saw a woman with a burqa dressed in all black. What did she look like? She had a black burqa over her face. There's 10,000 of them in the street. Would you board airplanes with a burqa? How do you identify a person? Do you go in a police lineup with a burqa over your face? So it's a big controversy. Denmark banned them. And in England, the former mayor of England, Boris Becker, who is also the former foreign secretary, maybe the future prime minister of England, is a Donald Trump, Wayne Root type. He says whatever's on his mind. And he just said he thinks Denmark was wrong for banning the burqa because he's anti-government. He doesn't want government to ever tell someone what to do. But he wrote a commentary and said it's still ridiculous. How do you allow people to wear burqas? It shouldn't be government's job to stop them. But he says if you want me to tell you the burqa's oppressive, then I'm with you. It's oppressive. If you say it's weird and bullying to expect women to cover their faces, I agree with you. I add that I could find no scriptural authority for the practice in the Quran. I would go further and say it's absolutely ridiculous that people should choose to go around looking like letterboxes. He says if a constituent came to me as a member of parliament with her face obscured, I feel fully entitled to ask her to remove it so I could talk to her properly. If a female student turned up at a school or a university lecture looking like a bank robber, then ditto, those in authority should be allowed to converse openly with those they're being asked to instruct. And you know what the response of that was? By saying that in an article in the Daily Telegraph in England, the police investigated him for a hate crime. Can you imagine? In America, I could say this on Newsmax TV. It's an opinion. It's free speech. But, you know, the liberals don't want us to have free speech. They're starting to ban us on Facebook and Twitter for just asking a question or having an opinion. I think the burqa looks horrible. I think Antifa should not be allowed to wear that face mask. I agree with you, Denzel. But in England, the police will investigate you for a hate crime. And trust me, that's happening in California now. It's happened. There have been a few isolated cases. And it's going to happen to America if you ever throw Donald Trump out. If he loses in 2020... and we get a big liberal, it'll happen here. If he ends his career after two terms in 2024 and we elect a liberal, America will go right back to the days of Obama. And pretty soon you will see police coming to your house because you've committed the terrible politically correct crime of saying Antifa shouldn't wear masks and Muslims shouldn't wear burqas in the United States of America. You watch. So we got to be real careful. In 1 minute, free speech will be gone in this country. I'm with you. Thank you, Denzel. Yeah. How about Tom in Staten Island on line two? Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. Also wants to talk about Antifa. Everybody wants to talk about these thugs and bullies of Antifa that want to hurt conservatives. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
What's up, guy? That guy, Glenn Stein, I think that's his name, Stein. That's the one that wants to impeach Trump.
Yeah.
Now, he's the one that's giving all the money to these low-life Antifas. He's the one that's giving all the money to these people to riot and break things and break up buildings and go after freaking conservatives. And now all of a sudden, today, they were saying that he's trying to give money to this low-life Strzok for his defense.
Oh, of course he is. I'm sure he is. I think you're talking about Tom Steyer. Is that who you mean?
Yeah, Tom Steyer. Yeah, that's his name. That's who's giving the money to Antifa to go riot everywhere.
And don't forget George Soros. George Soros giving him plenty of money, too, believe me.
Yeah, a bunch of low-lives.
They are.
These liberals are killing our country. They're destroying our country. If they don't like it, let them go eat freaking animals in freaking Venezuela, like the rest of the freaking lowlives.
Yeah, they're raiding zoos in Venezuela. Tom is right. Hey, Tom, did you know that at the Antifa rally, a reporter went there? I believe it was a Daily Caller website, conservative website, and he went with a camera and he interviewed some of the thugs of Antifa and asked them, if Donald Trump was here right now, what would you say or do? And they all said we'd assassinate him, we'd kill him, we'd murder him. These are horrible people, just awful people. And nobody could condone someone saying that. Can you imagine if I said on camera I want to murder Barack Obama during his presidency? Can you imagine the uproar that would have happened? And they would be right, because you can't allow that in America. We're not a bunch of animals in this country. This is the United States of America, and you cannot threaten my president in America. I hated Obama's guts, and I hated everything he believed in, but I just wanted to beat him at the ballot box, not beat him with a 2x4, not murder him, not shoot him. You can't allow people to threaten the president of the United States, and this is out of hand, and it's disgusting, and it isn't on both sides. It's only on one side. They were never conservatives that wanted to kill Obama, and there are lots of liberals. In Hollywood, famous stars, Madonna, said she wanted to blow up the White House. She fantasized about it. They talk about it every day. It's terrible. Let's get John in Washington, D.C., line three. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, you're on with Wayne. John, how are you?
Oh, is this Wayne Allen Root?
It is. It's war. We're going to war. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I was waiting for you past midnight last night because I heard from Billy Cunningham you were going to be on his show, and then when the clock struck 12, my station gave out and some other program came on, so I never heard you.
But, yeah, I was on last night.
I'm sorry I missed you.
Right.
I was listening to O'Reilly, and he's usually pretty close to having the right answers, and his answer about Chicago and the mess that it's in and the lack of attention is money, you know. You're not going to have Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Black Lives Matter or anybody pay any attention out there because, you know, you need money. Well, anyway, I wanted to talk about A Tale of Two Cities.
Okay.
In Washington yesterday, you had about 20 people. I heard different numbers, but it was always in the 20s that captivated the media. They probably had hundreds of reporters and photographers. And I doubt that Chicago was covered at all as far as what I saw on the news. They gave statistics, and I think the numbers of people that have been killed this year is, what, around 700 or more?
Yeah, it's overwhelming. By the way, just between John, just between Friday night and Saturday morning, I believe 20 people were shot in Chicago. In the last month, 100 people shot. I don't know how many killed, but I'm sure it's dozens and dozens killed. Just terrible. It's out of control. It's like a Middle East hellhole in the middle of the United States of America. It really is. It's Midwest, but it's like a Middle East hellhole. It's like Kabul.
This is a hometown of Barack Obama. You never hear him concerned about what's going on out there. Oprah Winfrey, you know, she's supposed to be associated with Chicago. And because it's they can't pin it on Trump, the media and all these other people, like I mentioned, Barack and Oprah, they couldn't care less. Now, O'Reilly said something about the governor is a Republican. I guess he doesn't know how to handle the situation.
No, the governor's a Republican, but he's outnumbered 100-1. With all the politicians, outnumbered 100-1. Only Rahm Emanuel, the Democratic mayor and former chief of staff of Obama, could do something about this. He's to blame. He's powerless. He's doing nothing. He's feckless. And the end result is he won't ask the police to crack some heads. That's the way you got to handle it. And meanwhile, today in Baltimore, a black cop beat the you know what out of a black kid who was being disrespectful and cursing him out, spit in his face, wouldn't give him his ID. And then literally spit in his face, and then, you know, basically was pushing him and shoving. So the cop beat the crap out of him. They fired the cop. It just, you can't win if you don't respect police in the black community. You can't win. This is black-on-black genocide in cities like Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit. And the only answer is to have the police be respected, have the police take control, or the National Guard come in. Those are the only answers that I could see.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you've heard me talk about my sponsors on the show. I love my sponsors. They've been with me from the beginning. Of course, we've got Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. We've got U.S. Gold Corp. We've got Cenogenics. Cenogenics helps you look great, and U.S. Gold Corp. helps you make money, and Landis Tax Group helps save the money that you make from the IRS. And, boy, there are so many more coming. They're lining up. This is the hottest show on cable television. I've got a fourth one that'll start day after Labor Day, a fifth one that's begging to get on, but there's no more room, and I'm going to lunch with a sixth one on Thursday. They just set up lunch. They're dying to get on. They're one of the biggest gun manufacturers in America, and they're based out of Las Vegas, and they want to join me on both radio and TV. And I got to tell them, there's no room. There's no room. I can't fit anymore. All right, the Landis Tax Group has been with us from the beginning on both radio and TV. I'm a big fan of Sam Landis. He saved me long before I ever had a radio or TV show. I was the biggest critic of Barack Obama on Fox News, and all of a sudden I was under IRS attack, and they tried to destroy my life. The whole weight of the U.S. government was against me. Sam Landis came in and saved me. I interviewed 20 lawyers. I picked Sam. Thank God I found him and picked him. What a great choice. Best choice I've ever made. Sam's the greatest. So when you call him, he will take care of you. Sam Landis, tell him you're Wayne Root's bud, Wayne Root's viewer, and tell him Wayne Root sent you. And believe me, he will take great care of you, treat you, and handle your case with great care. You'll have a free consultation with one of the top tax attorneys in America. He's not a salesman, no hype, no sales pitch, no BS. He just tells you what it costs. You'll be shocked at how reasonable it costs. And you're talking to an attorney, so it's covered by and protected by attorney-client privilege. That's a very important thing. Call Sam Landis, toll-free, anywhere in the United States, toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. File it away in your cell phone, 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578, or go to LandisTaxLaw.com, tell him Wayne Root sent you. Can you imagine if he handled my case and the whole weight of the United States government was against me? What can he do for you if you're just an average person and it's an easy case to handle? Boom, he's done with it. One, two, three, reasonable cost. All right. Grab a couple calls. We've got Steve in South Carolina on line four. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. It's great to be on your show tonight.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Just wanted to comment on Antifa and their events over the weekend in Washington, D.C. It just looks like to me, from looking at all these news clips, that, you know, they're just a bunch of high school dropouts, it looks like. They're waving a bunch of colored hankies around. And I just wonder how organized they are and how many of them there are, and are they a real threat to our national security? And thirdly, I guess, are they still considered are they considered a terrorist organization? Are they listed as a terrorist organization or not? And I just wanted to, you know, get your comments on that.
Well, I mean, look, I don't, you know, again, I'm pretty good, right? All you watch the show know I have an answer for almost everything. And it's a good answer. It's a good common sense answer. I'm not, you know, I went to an Ivy League school, but I'm not an Ivy League egghead. I'm a son of a butcher, a blue-collar son of a butcher. And, you know, grew up as a blue-collar kid and understand the streets of New York on the Bronx borderline where I was raised. And so I have a really intelligent gut instinct, common sense kind of look at things. I don't have an answer for you as to whether they really are organized or whether they are just a hodgepodge group of losers in every city and how much of a threat it really is to America. I don't know. My gut tells me that they have the money of a lot of rich guys like Tom Steyer, we were saying earlier, big liberal activist, billionaire, and George Soros, big liberal billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, by the way, George Soros, one of the top five richest in the world, I believe. I think he's got like 50, 60 billion. So he could give them $1 billion, and it wouldn't even matter to him. He's an old man. George Soros probably not going to live another 2 years. He's almost 90. So what does he need his money for? He's got $60 billion. He could give them $59 billion and still give his son $1 billion in inheritance. So he is. So the point is they are probably well-funded and pretty darn organized because they've got his money and Tom Steyer's money. So I think they're a threat, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know the inner workings of Antifa. I do know this. They are, in my opinion, a terrorist organization. Are they designated as such by the U.S. government? I would guess not. They should be. Trump's president. He could do it if he wants. Anyway, that's my thoughts. That's about as much as I know. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's take Mike in Fresno on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
Good, Wayne. I want to get your insight on this real quick. I heard that comment from Michael Moore. I don't even know who he is. He said Trump would be our last president.
Yeah.
But if we get him for 4 more years, we were afraid that would happen with Obama. Can you tell me with your insight how that would happen? Because Michael Moore doesn't look like any biblical prophet to me, as long as his red-blooded.
No, here's the deal. Michael Moore is a liberal documentary producer, a filmmaker, and extremely liberal and says stupid things. And he once said that the healthcare system in Cuba is better than America. Really? Then why does he live in Cuba? He lives in a mansion in America protected by armed guards. Wherever he goes, he has armed bodyguards. He's a hypocrite and a liar. And he says Trump will be our last president. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I have no idea. It's total nonsense. Trump's going to be reelected as president again in 2020, I believe, by a wide margin. I don't know if you call it a landslide or not, but by a wide margin. And then in 2024, there'll be another presidential election. There always are. I hate hysterical people that make things up to attract attention. He's not our last president. There'll be many more presidents. I just hope they're all conservative. Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn. I love Donald Trump. I think he's great. Great for America. MAGA. That's why you watch this show. I celebrate, defend, and champion Donald Trump, the greatest conservative president we've ever had in our lifetimes. We'll see you tomorrow. Have your great stuff. A great night. Be safe. See you then. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Bye-bye.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.